Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is it Friday? Oh my gosh. Happy Friday, Black Twitter. Yes, how you doing? It's yours truly, Jeannie Lauren here, helping you close out another week in style, darling. Today I tweet for anyone who was supposed to be at a corporate event, but didn't go because they had to be in bed by 8:30, but still wasn't in bed by 8:30. Was that you? Girl. That was me, and I was tired. Like, why is this party so late? I gotta go to bed. And I really kind of wanted to go, but it was on a boat, and then I would have been trapped on a boat for 2 hours or longer, who even knows. And then I would have got home late, and then I wouldn't have got to bed even close to the time that I did get to bed. And then I wouldn't be awake and here with you this morning in another episode of Good Morning Black Twitter. So I say, all's well that ends well. Speaking of endings, summer is over. It's the second day of fall, and I really just want to cry. I hate cold weather. I hate wearing clothes. Now I'm going to have more cold weather and more clothes. I hate everything. Speaking of hating everything, remember when I said we were going to be talking about Nate Parker until this movie came out? Didn't I say it? Didn't I? Roll that beautiful bean footage. Do you get the sense that we're going to be talking about Nate Parker and Birth of a Nation until the movie comes out? I'm really starting to feel that way. I'm really starting to feel like we're just going to see more and more artists and directors and actors and writers come out and say something in support of Nate Parker or give us some reason why we're obligated to see this movie as Black people, and it's going to keep kicking up dust until the movie comes out. That, ladies and gentlemen, is from episode 6 of Good Morning Black Twitter, taped on the 24th of August in the year of our Lord 2016. And here we are, almost a whole month later, still talking about Nate Parker and these rape allegations because people can't just take their ball and go. Take your ball and go, bruh. However people feel about Nate Parker and this movie and the rape allegations and everything that's going on, make a decision in peace. Like, I don't care anymore. Actually, I didn't care before, but I really don't care anymore. Because no matter what you have to say, I'm not going to be guilted into seeing this movie. It's not happening even if Nate Parker did buy NBC. I don't even want to talk about Nate Parker anymore. I just need the people who insist on saying stuff like, they don't want you to see Birth of a Nation, to let it go. Now, on to other business, shall we? Since we're walking down memory lane, remember when I was talking about pet peeves? Okay, so at one point, one of my pet peeves was people living in my mentions. Cause see, like, what I thought had happened was that people would come to my profile and then just read my mentions at their leisure and fave and retweet and reply to whatever tweet struck their fancy, which would be weird. But what someone helped me realize is that people would just see my tweet and then click on it and read the replies to my tweet and then favorite, retweet, or reply to the replies of the tweet that they saw. Y'all, I feel so much better about humanity right now, you don't even know. 20 points for Gryffindor, and I'm a little less misanthropic than I was yesterday. Because, whew, I really thought y'all were creepy. Just saying. Don't act like there's no creepy people on Twitter. You ever have that new follower that goes back through your timeline and faves everything you say? Or that person who follows you and unfollows you mad times? Like, are you in or you out, bro? What are you doing? They follow. They unfollow. They follow. They unfollow. And I just want to add, I'm like, you either stay inside or you stay outside, but you will not keep running in and out of this house. Y'all turning me into my mother and I don't even have no kids. Oh, and it's extra creepy when people who have creepy avatars respond mad late to a tweet that you weren't even serious about and you don't even know how to respond, so you never respond. But that never stops them from tweeting you. Like, they just keep tweeting you and you just keep not responding. And it's now like a weird Twitter staring contest. Like, who's gonna break first? Y'all. You think somewhere in America right now, the killer is putting lotion on your tweets? What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on Twitter? You know where to get at me. In the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com, or if you're not creepy, holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. I might want to hear from you today after I close the gate and turn on my alarm system. And remember, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't do anything I would do. And I'll see you back here on Monday. Good morning, Black Twitter.